threat to a Supreme Court justice. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It happened early this morning near the Maryland home of Justice Brett Kavanaugh, where a man was arrested.
We're told the suspect is from California. I'm told he is in his 20s. Still no name released, but we are told via several law enforcement sources this man had a knife and a gun. He did not make it on the property of the Kavanaugh home, but we're told there was some sort of clear intent that he wanted to inflict harm either on Justice Kavanaugh or members of his family, are both.
That's Fox's David Spunt. This comes after protests outside the homes of conservative justices, including Kavanaugh, over the late Supreme Court draft opinion last month showing those justices prepared to overturn the Roe v. Wade ruling that legalized abortion in the U.S. in favor of states' rights to restrict it. We're still waiting on a final opinion in that case. On Capitol Hill, a gun violence hearing.
My son, Zaire, has a hole in the right side of his neck, two on his back, and another on his left leg, caused by an exploding bullet from an AR-15.
Zaneta Everhart's son survived the shooting in a Buffalo, New York supermarket. 10 others were murdered. Mia Cirillo also testified, a fourth grader who survived the massacre in her classroom that left 21 dead in Uvalde, Texas.
I grabbed the blood and put it all over me.
She just told lawmakers she smeared her friend's blood all over her and played dead.
Across the country, senseless gun violence is claiming the lives of our children and loved ones in places where they should be safe.
Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney and other Democrats are calling for stricter gun laws. Republican James Comer just countered.
Knee-jerk reactions to impose gun control policies that seek to curtail our constitutional right to bear arms are not the answer.
Price of gas at another record high today, up almost 4 cents. Now $4.95 a gallon on average, according to AAA. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden will leave the country later this month, going to Germany for a group of seven nation summit. Russia's invasion of Ukraine expected to be a big topic for those leaders. The president is about to leave for Los Angeles this hour to attend another summit, one called a summit for the Americas, though not every leader from that region south of the border will be there.
Organizers say this trip to the summit of the Americas is meant to further develop an agenda focused on a number of things like climate, health, and economic priorities throughout our hemisphere. But as you mentioned, not every country will be represented. Organizers say they decided to exclude three countries specifically, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. Officials say those countries were excluded because of the poor records on human rights as well as democratic values. Not everyone, though, thrilled with this decision. Mexico's president now boycotting the summit over the move, instead sending the country's foreign minister. The leaders of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador are also skipping the summit.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. The FDA is considering giving the okay to a fourth COVID vaccine for American adults the day after an advisory panel recommended approval for the two-dose Novavax version. 89% of U.S. adults have already gotten a shot of one of the approved versions already, and there's an update to one of them.
Moderna says the next version of its COVID shot will do a better version at warding off illness due to the coronavirus Omicron variant. The pharma company's preliminary data shows an eightfold increase in preventing symptoms in people infected with Omicron. The new formula will need review by federal health regulators. Advisors to the Food and Drug Administration are set to meet later this month to discuss vaccine updates. Pfizer is also working on a new version of their vaccine. Eben Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, some selling. The Dow is down 160 points. The Nasdaq is losing about 12. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.